Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome into the house of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to be here. I know that there's much going on in our nation. We all know that. But I want to just ask us, in fact, in just a few moments when I bring the word, we're going to be talking about some of that. I think I would be remiss in not addressing what the role and what the heart that God wants his people to play in our culture, and the heart that we are to have, literally to stand against prejudice against all groups, by the way. And that's what I'll be addressing, by the way. This isn't a one-way street. There's so much going on. I'll give you my unique perspective from my 29 years in the field in which I served, but I'll be honest with you. I want the Holy Spirit to do a healing in hearts, beginning here and going across this nation. And I believe that's going to take place, by the way. I believe that God is going to use even these desperate circumstances. I believe there's going to be a turnaround at the end of it. In fact, that's where I'm trusting I'll be able to get to the end of the message later today, because that's where it's going to go. So if anybody's here or watching online and you drop out halfway because you're upset at what I'm saying, I love you guys, but just hang out, because there's much to be said, because God is going to bring this around in the hearts of men. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and powers and rulers in high places. And what you're seeing taking place on the streets of America is not about blacks and whites and the men and women that wear the gray. This is about a demonic force that's trying to destroy the hearts of men and women, the United States of America. He's trying to destroy and take peace from the face of the earth. That's always his assignment. That's always the enemy's assignment. This isn't about men and women. This is about a stronghold that needs to be broken.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. So praise God. I'm getting ready to preach. I'm getting ahead of myself. We have some worship to go. Would you please stand? God, we thank you for bringing us into the house of the Lord today. I thank you, Father, that we have the strength to come in here, Father, the strength in our legs and the air in our lungs that we pour out in praise to you. Father, we thank you for this day. God, we will not wallow in despair. We will say hallelujah to Jesus Christ, who is seated on the throne, and the God and Father who reigns over all the earth, and the Holy Spirit that empowers the church. We thank you, Lord, your three-in-one presence in this place today. God, we bless your name. We thank you, God. We will raise a hallelujah to you, because you alone are worthy of our attention and our praise. Of all honor and glory be given to you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Let's raise a hallelujah and raise it loud.
Hear my praises roar up from the
Are you ready for a little excitement? Yes. Do you know that heaven has a sound?
Yes.
The sound of the people singing and worshiping God. Amen. In fact, we had the day of Pentecost last Sunday. We talk about the sound of heaven that came and filled the entire room. Amen. I'm trying to get you excited, not about me, but about God who we worship. Amen. There's something to be excited about. So I want to let you know, this next song is going to test your blood pressure a little bit because it's the sound of heaven. Yes. Let praise come from my lips all my days. Amen? Amen. Let's get excited about God. He has so much to be excited about. Here we go.
Heaven. Affection belongs to you. All my love and affection belongs to you. All my love and affection belongs to you. All my love and affection than anything I've tasted. I want to know your heart. for me. Whoa, whoa, how great is your love. Whoa, whoa, how great your love is for me. Whoa, whoa, how great is your love. Whoa, whoa, how great your love is for me.
Fear your glory.
sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be
Lord, we thank you for your presence, God. God, there's nothing more important right now than being in your presence and knowing your mind and heart. It's always been that way. Unfortunately, the enemy is capitalizing on our lack of not making your presence a priority. God, God, I pray that you would open our eyes to what we see. Open our eyes to what's behind what's going on. Amen. For I remember when the Hebrews were in Egypt. For if you had not known what God was doing and what the plagues would have looked like, because hell broke loose and heaven came down. But it looked like hell on earth, but it was heaven coming down. I just want us to think about that and think about the story. It's an account. It's a historical account of when the plagues came upon Egypt. And the evil of the world was judged, and the Hebrews were brought out of Egypt. And the word says that out of Egypt I called my son. Out of Egypt I called my son. It didn't say out of Egypt I called my people, and as much as it said out of Egypt I called my son. And what I feel like God is saying to us this morning, that God is calling out the magnification of His Son amidst the turmoil. So be careful how we view what's going on. Because God desires for Jesus Christ in us and all of those that confess that Jesus is their Savior, for Jesus, in fact, to manifest in their life in the fullness of His power. Come on. This is not a time to be offended. This is not a time to be afraid. If you're afraid, get on your knees before God. Because my Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear. This is a great time to be alive. This is a great time for Jesus Christ to manifest Himself in His people. And it's up to us. Later on in the book of Exodus, it talks about when Moses was holding up the staff and Joshua was fighting the battle. And when the staff began to fall, Joshua began to lose the battle. How many of you know that the held up staff was part of, it was exalting Jesus Christ. It was exalting the Word of God. But it also took the strength of men. It also took the effort of men to stand with Jesus Christ held up and lifted high to fight the battle. And then when we became weak, Aaron and Hur held up his hands. Because sometimes we need to gather together. While some are fighting the battle, some of us need to be together and hold up the hands of our leaders. In Luke chapter 21, it talks about the fear falling on the hearts of men, and they grew faint because of what was happening around them. And it said that the very heavens were going to be shaken. It says, be careful that you never allow your hearts to grow cold. Remain passionate and free from anxiety and from the worries of this life. Then you will not be caught off guard by what happens. Don't let me come and find you drunk or careless in living like everyone else. For that day will come as a shocking surprise to all, like a downpour that drenches everyone, catching many unaware and unprepared. Keep a constant watch over your soul and pray for the courage and grace to prevail over these things that are destined to occur, and that you will stand before the presence of the Son of Man with a clear conscience. Let me tell you something, church. This is a great time to be alive. When Jesus was about ready to depart, in John chapter 17, He prayed to His Father and He said, Father, I pray that they are one, like you and I are one. Like you and me, God, I pray that they would be one, like you and me. That your perfect will would come to pass on the earth, because we are one heart, one mind, one soul, and one blood. Tell you something, if we're offended, get on your face. There is a spirit of offense that crouches at the door in every area. And can I tell you, it has more power now than it ever has, because the church is being tested for its love for mankind. Nobody was tested like Jesus. Nobody liked Him in the end. Nobody was there to hold His hand. except God the Father. And that's the place we've got to find as God's people. We have to find that place with God. One heart and one mind. One soul, one blood with our God. This is not a time to disengage. This is not a time to get upset and walk away because you don't like what you're seeing. This is the time for you to take up arms. This is a time to put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the sword of the Spirit, and the shoes of the gospel of peace. But it's more than just praying it. You got to live it. You got to live it. Because Jesus is looking for His bride. He is looking for His bride. God, I just pray that all distraction, God, be removed from our hearts and minds. God, You are an awesome God. This is a great time to be alive. Say that with me. It's a great time to be alive. Say it again. It's a great time to be alive. I bind the spirit of offense right now in Jesus' name. If we're offended in some way, it's a part of us that is not yet yielded to the Holy Spirit. Jesus didn't walk around taking up a cause for anyone but His Father. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of Your throne. God, I pray in the name of Jesus right now that You will put a hook in the mouth of Leviathan in the name of Jesus and carry him out of here and carry him away from the airways, God. Carry him away from this nation, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, God, for our pride. Because how many of you know that greed is at the root of all of this? Greed is at the root of all of this. And the lack of righteousness is being used by the enemy to carry out his plan. We have a responsibility to engage. The word says, ask me for the nations and I will give them to you. God needs us right now. He doesn't need us, but He needs us. It's our responsibility to engage. So Lord, I ask that Your presence come upon this house and it would increase, God. Lord, You're an amazing God. We love You, God. And I pray that Your love would infiltrate every heart right now, burning away by the fire of Your presence every offense and every petty thing that we carry around, myself included. I ain't no better than anybody else. Lord, I pray that Your love would just explode in our hearts. God, I thank You for Your goodness, God. I thank You for Your grace, Your presence. I pray for my husband, God, as he gives this message. He stands in the place of someone that can give it because he's walked it. And God, I pray for a grace on his words as they go out, God, that they would come from Your heart. And that I extinguish any fire of offense that may be lurking in the unknown. And Lord, that You would bring it out with grace and favor, God. How many of you know that the enemy always manifests in the opposite spirit? And I propose to tell you that God is doing one of the greatest works He's ever done right now. Because the enemy is rising up to blind our eyes, to get us afraid, to get us to disengage, to get us to become feeling hopeless or angry. But God is coming with a wave, a standard. The word says that He will raise up a standard against the enemy. God, God, I thank you for what you're doing. And I pray peace over this nation in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Come in this house, God. In Jesus' name, amen.